from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for his conviction for accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of Egypt. Crimes, his own lawyer says, have earned him the nickname Gold Bar Bob. Outside the courthouse, a defiant Menendez aligned himself with President Trump, saying Trump was right to attack the judicial system.
Welcome to the Southern District of New York, the Wild West of political prosecutions. President Trump is right. This process is political and it's corrupted to the core.
Given a chance to speak in court before his sentencing, Menendez broke down several times as he described his accomplishments, telling the judge, quote, "Your Honor, I am far from a perfect man. I've made more than my share of mistakes and bad decisions. I've done far more good than bad. I ask you, Your Honor, to judge me in that context." The federal bribery trial of Nadine Menendez is being postponed again amid her continuing treatment for breast cancer. The wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will stand trial in New York on March 18th. New Jersey gets 2 failing grades out of 5 in a report card on the state's efforts to control tobacco usage. Michael Sealback with the American Lung Association says one of New Jersey's failing grades is for tobacco taxes.
New Jersey's cigarette tax is $2.70 per pack, where, you know, our neighbors in New York have $5.35. In Maryland, it's $5 per pack.
New Jersey also gets an F for funding of tobacco control programs. And a man working on a roofing project at an Egg Harbor Township condo complex has died after being crushed by a concrete slab that collapsed on him from the second floor staircase. According to police, the man was taken to a medical center where he later died from those injuries. The victim has not been identified. OSHA is investigating the matter. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. A public health alert was issued for frozen, fully cooked Wegmans breaded chicken breast nuggets by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The alert covers 46-ounce plastic packages containing Wegmans Family Pack fully cooked breaded chicken breast. That's with rib meat. With the best if used by date of August 26, 2025, customers are told not to eat that product as there may be bone fragments. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 136 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather in these closing days of January. Our flip-flopping forecast continues. Each day's weather, very different than the day before. Skies clear tonight. It'll be breezy and cold. Not my favorite combination. Lows in the 20s, wind chills in the teens. And tomorrow will be cold and blustery. Highs only making into the mid-30s with sunshine and late-day clouds. Friday, periods of rain expected from daybreak through early evening. Pretty much all day wet. Some freezing rain and icing possible early on Friday, especially in North Jersey, along and north of Interstate 78. Highs on Friday around 50 degrees. Saturday cools down, but it'll be sunny and seasonable, lower 40s. Clouds and a snow shower chance for Sunday, highs upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Somerville 44, Asbury Park 46, Woodbury 47. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.